What would Jesus sell? This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. In Washington State, if a woman wanted the Plan B contraceptive, pharmacists were basically required to dispense it until last week, when a federal judge threw out that rule, saying it was unfair to pharmacists with moral objections to Plan B because it forced them either to dispense a drug that they believe ends a life or quit the business. Whether Plan B does in fact end a life doesn't matter. Under this ruling, it's the pharmacist's belief that matters. So who's right? This listener argues that in the case of a pharmacist who owns his business, the government has no right to tell him what to carry.
If the business owner decides he doesn't want to carry a certain kind of something, why should I be able to go to him and demand that he carry what I want?
He's got a point. Can the government tell you to do something that goes against your beliefs, however you happen to arrive at those beliefs? For pharmacists, of course, it's only going to get tougher as more and more drugs are created with stem cells. But beyond the drugstore, moral dilemmas for business owners abound. Should an ice cream shop serve a fat person to be complicit in gluttony? Can the government force them to? If an environmentally conscious gas station owner starts refusing to fill cars getting less than 20 miles a gallon for fear of spoiling God's creation, can the government force him? And if a landlord's religion teaches that he faces damnation for renting to an unmarried couple or to people who treat their pets a little too much like children? Yikes! I wonder if we're really ready for an economy driven by something other than money. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.